show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
New Jersey-based country singer-songwriter Moot Davis has just released his third album, this one entitled Man About Town. He wrote all 13 songs on it. A big part of his sound was influenced after he discovered the music of Hank Williams and Johnny Cash, and the album has been getting great reviews. Let's welcome Moot Davis to the show. Hey, Moot.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this evening?
I'm doing real well, thank you.
Awesome. So great to have you here. And first of all, congratulations on those great reviews. It must be something to put out the album and then read these reviews where people are really liking the songs.
Yeah, you know, it's been a long time coming, this album. You know, I've been working on these songs ever since 2008 when, you know, I started writing them in New Zealand. And you know, and they got some flack from the other record label that I was on, so I was real sort of guarded about these songs, but it's kind of a real emotional thing to be getting great reviews and knowing that the songs, like I believe they were good songs, so to have that validated is really nice.
Yeah, I'll bet, because, yeah, I was reading that there was a bit of hesitation in the past about the songs, but now that you've got, first of all, your own label and the album, you were able to do things your way and just stick to what you believed was great about the songs.
Yeah. You know, and we really lucked out with having Kenny Vaughn produce, you know, because he just sort of, really took care of me, you know, and took care of the songs and really liked the songs and really got the songs, you know. So it was just a real great experience and a real lucky experience. So
I guess you've not only got to have a great producer, which Kenny is, but also have that trust that he knows what you're after and wants the same kind of sound that you're looking for.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's still kind of like a crapshoot, you know what I mean? And you're each going off of, you know, each other's past work. But,
sure.
You know, but you get in there and anything can happen. It can be real magical, or it can, you know, just the stars not be lined up right and it not work. But, you know, I kind of lucked out, I think, so.
Now, the other players on the album, I believe Kenny Vaughn is one of these as well, part of the Superlatives, Marty Stewart's great band.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know, when I approached Kenny about doing this, you know, he said that, you know, he wanted to put the band together, and and then he, you know, shot me an email one day saying, okay, he's got the band together and it's going to be the Superlatives and probably Chris Drugs playing steel. And,
wow.
And, by the way, we got Elizabeth Cook said she'd do a duet. So it's kind of like, yeah, it all worked out.
That's amazing. Elizabeth Cook does the duet Crazy in Love with You on the album. What was it like doing that duet with her? She's got a great voice. It really compliments yours.
Yeah, she was fantastic. You know, we recorded that song on the very first day of recording, and it was the final song that we recorded that day. And, you know, by that point, I was just in tatters. I was just, you know, so nervous the whole day, and so, you know, just so scared. And then,
sure.
And then to have Elizabeth coming on the first day and never having met her and never having done a duet before, and, you know, still real uncertain of whether this whole thing was just a sad attempt at making a third album, or, you know, on my part, or if there was something really there, like I thought.
Yeah.
So it's just, but she was really sweet. She said, I said, you know, God, Elizabeth, I'm freaking out, you know, when we were sort of off alone just running the song again. She goes, oh, I know, you know. And she told me about when she had made the album Welder with Don Was and how
right.
freaked out she was. So she said that she told her, I think her husband, she said, she goes, I'm so freaked out, I think I might be pregnant or something like that. I don't know. You know, but it was just nerves, you know. It's just
wow.
Because it means everything to you, you know. It means everything.
I'm sure it is a nerve-wracking situation at times.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yep. Now, the 13 songs that are on the album, Moot, you wrote all these songs, and as you alluded to before, some of them in New Zealand and other places. You wrote these in different parts of the world?
Yeah, well, you know, in 2007, I left Los Angeles in California and physically sort of removed myself from the record label that I was on, though I was still, you know, tied to them contractually and all that. You know, I tried to make a go of it in Nashville again, but my heart wasn't in it. And I think I was just kind of, you know, for lack of a better term, you know, just burned out and had fallen out of love, you know, with music. And that's, you know, that's kind of like losing your identity, you know? So I wanted to get far away and try and figure some stuff out without anybody, you know, calling me on the phone or, you know, having to fight with anybody or, you know. I went out to New Zealand and I wasn't even going to bring a guitar. But luckily I did. And after a couple of weeks of nobody, you know, fight with me or pester with me, you know, it started to come back. You know, it started to come back, and then that whole ritual starts of writing, and where you begin to like dream songs, you know. So you got to keep something by your bed to write them down, and then it just takes over. But it had definitely diminished up to that point, you know, for sure.
What a great feeling to rediscover it and get it back, because there's nothing like that love of music when you're a writer and a singer, and that must have been a great moment when the songs started rolling again.
Yeah, you know, and you can feel it. You can feel it that something is definitely different, and things seem to become a lot clearer than they were, you know. So it was a huge change and a great deal for me, you know. I'm glad I did it, you know.
Well, I'm excited to share the songs from the album. We've got a couple of them to share on the show. The first one that I'm excited to share for those who haven't heard you before is Rags to Rhinestones. I mean, this is a great, a honky-tonk song, if we could describe it as that. Got a great story to it. Tell us about the influence. I know that it's based on somewhat of a true story.
Yeah, well, you know, it's part of, I had the chorus, the From Rags to Rhinestone part. And I had that since maybe 2009. I started writing that in 2009, talking about, you know, the sort of having two bank accounts and they're both overdrawn. I mean, that's kind of personal stuff, because, you know, when you're a musician, you have pretty good peaks and valleys as far as finances go. But I could never finish the song. Then in August of 2011, I went to Nashville once I got finished up with my other record label that I was on, and I went to go see Donnie Heron, who plays steel guitar for Bob Dylan, and he was one of the founding members of BR549. He helped me chord-wise, structure-wise with the song. And then I had like a format, like a skeleton to build the rest of the song on. And then I had lunch with a friend who told me about this story about this country artist who had reached a real high point in his career and then just nosedived out of nowhere was sort of just became notorious instead of, living up to what he was supposed to be. I guess everybody thought he should be. So I just love the idea, and it just came really quick after that. So
that's great. It's a great story behind it, and it's such a catchy song. So we'll share it now, and we got lots more to talk about when we come back. This is Moot Davis from his brand-new album, Man About Town, and the song is Rags to Rhinestones on In the Country.
Alone in the rain, from rags to rhinestones, a shooting star out of the great unknown. and they're both overdrawn. Had to have my shoes resold, now my cars are all gone. And the worst hurt of all is you won't return my call. So I have another beer and stare at the writing on the wall. Everybody called me friend. But now people turn their faces whenever I walk in. And I guess so is done thanks the hard way. I was the toast of the town, now they kick me out of bars on Broadway.
That is Moot Davis with Rags to Rhinestones, and back again. Of course, the wrap-up of that thought there. His website is mootdavis.com. You can read the reviews there as well as order the brand-new album, Man About Town. I wanted to ask you, Moot, about Hank Williams and the influence that he had on your sound and just what you love about him.
Sure, yeah. You know, my first recollection of Hank Williams, though I didn't know, you know, who he was at the time. My father, when I was a kid, used to come home singing like, "Hey, good looking" to my mom, you know? So, that was always kind of around, but yeah. There was never a name that went with it. It was just always those, you know, couple of songs that were
right.
just unmistakable. And then I remember I was watching TV when I, years ago, and there was this commercial came on for one of the, you know, the soda manufacturers. I don't know whether it was Coke or Pepsi. Anyway, it was a delivery guy delivering his brand of you know, soft drink or whatever, and putting it into a cooler in a convenience store. And then right next to his brand was the opposite brand. And he was looking at that. And then "Your Cheating Heart" started, the song, you know, by Hank Williams. And I was just...
Right.
Whatever happened there, it was instant, and it really changed things for me. For hearing that song, I had no idea who it was singing or what the deal was, but for whatever reason, it just struck a chord with me, and it kind of like raised my antenna for whatever reason, you know, and really made me ultra aware of something for a second. So I eventually found out Hank Williams, and I eventually got the entire catalog of Hank Williams, and then just studied it. You know, I mean, I just studied it and studied it and listened to it and listened to it, and you know, would flunk out of college, but you know, I was getting my PhD in Hank Williams, and aside from the amount of material that Hank Williams put out during his extremely short career,
mm-hmm.
You know, and the quality of the songs and the sort of straight from the heart kind of way that he delivered them, and they were all personal. They seemed to be all, you know, stemming from his either marital problems or joys or you know, heartbreaks or whatever. You know,
yep.
I mean, that all that stuff really did a number on me, and I just thought, wow, you can't beat this. And then I read a biography about him and found out his life story, and it's like, oh my, I mean, this guy's like, he's like the poster child for you know, this kind of music, and
he lived it all.
Lived it all, and then and it seems like the more out there he got, the more that, you know, people loved him for it, and then he wrapped it all off. You know, I mean, he knew how to make an exit and just, you know, died on New Year's Eve in the back of a Cadillac. I mean, it's just the whole story, the whole arc of the story, and then also the content of what he brought to the game. I mean, nobody else has been like that, in my opinion. I mean, you know, I mean, it's, I mean, yeah, he was just knocking the ball out of the park with every tune he wrote, you know?
Yeah, a true original, and as you said, lighthearted to serious. I mean, he just covered the gamut, honest, truthful, and obviously that had an impact on you. Can you name a couple of your favorite from Hank's catalog?
Sure. I mean, you know, Ramblin' Man for me, it is a song that you don't fall in love with a song like that. You know, a song like that kind of like haunts you, you know, because
right.
It's like you're standing in front of a mirror. You're kind of seeing these same things in yourself. And it's kind of like the soundtrack to that, you know, gorilla in the room that nobody wants to talk about, you know? It's
right.
Like,
exactly.
You know, it's just, yeah, I mean, that song's, you know, my girlfriend hates that song because of that. I mean, my girlfriend and I have been together for, yeah, we're going on 16 years, and, you know, it's been on and off, but she hates that song for that reason. all the simple ones, you know, Half as Much, Oh, God. I mean, even some of his silly ones, you know, like I can listen to, like, Roly Poly and stuff like that. But,
right.
I think the songs that, you know, when I was younger, it used to be like the songs about, you know, like drinking and stuff like that that you know, would also excite me. But anymore, it's just those love songs where you're sort of pleading, you know.
Yeah. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you, to name one.
I mean, yeah, or, you know, or you're cold, cold hard, or you're cheating. All right. I mean, that's, God, you know, I can't imagine what their life was like to have, you know, to write those songs, and, you know, you know, definitely.
That sums it up. Those are great thoughts on Hank Williams and his influence on you. I'm speaking with Moot Davis, his brand new album, Man About Town. We're going to share the title track in just a few moments. But, Moot, I was quite interested to read about these songs of yours that you had placed in Criminal Minds, the Crash soundtrack. That's a movie, of course. How did all that stuff come about?
Well, the very first one that happened was Crash, and Crash, when it was starting out or being filmed, it was just a really small budget film with a lot of great people in it, and somebody who had worked on Sling Blade with Pete and Dwight was now working on this film, and they came to Pete and said, hey, do you have anything that would fit in this one spot? You know, currently we have a David Allan Coe song in this slot, but he wants too much money. So do you think you have anything? And our song just sort of fit right in there. That started the ball rolling. And then, you know, we got two more in like a movie called The Hills Have Eyes. And then it's just, yeah, I think we're at 21 songs in films and television right now. So
wow,
yeah,
that's such
yeah.
A specialized market. So it's great to have a foot in the door there.
Yeah, it's really cool because, you know, I don't write the kind of songs that anybody like in Nashville is going to get like a male vocalist to do their version of it, you know, to cover it or I don't even know what they call it, you know, where that's a whole industry out there to get a cut or something like that. So I knew I was never going to be that. So this is sort of my sort of Hollywood version of that.
Yeah, exactly. And your songs fit, the mood of the songs fit in TV and movies, you know, and those kind of scenes that need the kind of sound that your song brings. So that's really cool.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, it's been a real, one of the cooler parts of my little career here, so.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about this great song, the title track, Man About Town. It's a really haunting song, and I chose this one to play as well because I'm excited about it. It's just such a sparse arrangement, and it really lets your vocals shine. What can you tell us about the song, Moot?
Well, the song, you know, I think I love songs that really come from the person and from personal experience. And, you know, I mean, this is me sort of dealing with the aspects of myself that you know, that would haunt me, you know, and that, you know, as you get older, you hope you begin to get a handle on and you know, hopefully you can try and become a, you know, a more civilized person. But, you know, I mean, you know,
yeah.
I think that it's about that struggle. But yeah, I mean, the production on it, I mean, Kenny Vaughan really, you know, he's the one that suggested putting this song on the album and actually said, man, it'd be a great title and the whole thing and you know, for the album. And so
yeah.
he had the whole vision for it. So it was
great.
A nice marriage of me being unhappy with certain aspects of myself and Kenny saying, all right, let's do it.
That's a good thing the good thing about bad times, you get a good song out of it.
Yeah, apparently so.
Awesome. Well, let's share it now. This is Moot Davis and Man About Town here on In the Country.
Man About Town, matter what town I'm in, my night to fail, bright lights and gin. Everything I own can be carried around. That's what I am, a man about town. Sleep the blues through that you can find. Not much to say, but I'm talking all the time. Never wanna blow, I only lay down. That's what I am, I'm a man about town. And ghost shoes, they're hard to fill. Took me years to swallow them. But I keep traveling this world around, and I'll always be a man about town. Matter what town I'm in, my nights are filled bright lights in Jim.
What a great song from Moot Davis. That is called Man About Town, the title track to his album recently released, produced by Kenny Vaughn. You can head to mootdavis.com. You can also head to iTunes to download it. And I wanted to ask you, Moot, about your about an acting career you had. You did some acting over in New Zealand. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, you know, I got over there, and, you know, after the hangover wore off, I was like, what the hell am I doing here? It's like, what am I going to do? You know, so I had to scramble to get some work going, and you know, they just happened to have like a bit of a film industry there. So I worked on the last couple of weeks of the movie Avatar. You know, just doing, you know, sort of background, you know, kind of nonsense. But you know, we were there all day, and you know, got to do some neat stuff, and then from that, somebody said that they were auditioning for a play in town, and so I just went with them to the audition, and then ended up getting a part in a play, and did the play, and it was great. I'd done some stage acting, you know, as a profession before I ever did music, and you know, it was just sort of plays that would travel around the United States and go over into Europe, you know, sort of non-musical plays. So, but it had been a long time since I had been on stage in that capacity, and I think it goes kind of hand in hand with songwriting. I don't know what the mathematics of it are, but it certainly gets things cooking in your mind for songs somehow. So,
I'll bet. Yeah, awesome. You're putting emotion into the acting and the songwriting as well, so you're telling stories through both. Just as we get set to wrap up here, Moot, you've done a duet with Elizabeth Cook on this album. Is there anybody at the top of your list for a duet down the road, whether it be male or female?
Yeah, you know, let's see. I mean, I've always loved Kelly Willis's voice.
Yep,
you know,
nice voice.
I think a couple of years ago, Pete had actually talked to her about doing one, and it sort of fell through, and we never came up with a song. I also dig Leanne Rimes. I think she's got some kind of cool stuff, you know, like she has that song "Nothing Better to Do" and stuff like that. And she's got she's kind of got a dark side, you know, compared to everybody else in that town, like a real. Kind of a real danger with her, you know what I mean? So, I'm actually been writing a duet, currently, you know, but with her, you know, with Leanne Rimes in mind. Who knows what that will turn into? But I guess we'll see.
Well, that's great. Yeah, you got to start with the song. Moot, it has been such a pleasure sharing this time with you and playing those songs and getting to hear more about your music career. I really appreciate the time.
I really appreciate you having me on, and this is it's been a real nice chat.
Awesome. I have enjoyed it. My guest is Moot Davis, and we've talked about his brand new album, Man About Town. Once again, head to mootdavis.com. You can learn more about him there. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.